Hachette Audio presents The Forever Summer, written by Jamie Brenner, read by Amy McFadden. For my grandmother, Frances Reuben Carver, I miss you. Provincetown, Massachusetts, spring. The annual opening of the Beach Rose Inn marked the unofficial start of summer. It was part of the rhythm of life in Provincetown, like the ferry service from Boston, the whale-watching tour schedule, and the route of the 4th of July parade. Amelia understood this, and it was something she had weighed carefully in making her decision to close it. The old house had been in her family for 5 generations, and every spring required pre-beach season maintenance that she had long managed like clockwork. There was reshingling, repainting, flowerbed upkeep, cable and internet upgrades, and, of course, a multitude of unpredictable repairs depending on how harsh the New England winter they'd just endured had been. And then, once the summer got into full swing, the work really began. For 15 straight weeks, from May until early September, her home was filled with guests. Some were new, some were old, more like friends than guests, really. But all of them kept Amelia and her partner Kelly on their toes all season long. And she loved it. At age 75, she had been running the inn for so long, she couldn't imagine a summer without it. But things changed, and it was time to slow down. But then, the phone call, out of nowhere. Amelia was in the kitchen, standing at the sink, when the call came in. She had been looking out the window at the long wooden table that stretched the length of the backyard, to the tip of the sand that framed Cape Cod Bay. Her guests always took their breakfast at the table, dining communally, making new friends, relationships that she had heard often lasted well beyond their vacation week. "May I speak to Amelia Cabral?" The young woman's voice shook. "Speaking," said Amelia, prepared to tell her the inn would be closed that summer, perhaps closed indefinitely. After months of such conversations, they had not gotten any easier.
"Hi, I'm sorry to bother you."
A long pause.
"Yes, dear. How can I help you?" Amelia prompted gently.
"Mrs. Cabral, my name is Rachel. I live in L.A., and I'm pretty sure you're my grandmother."
The word hung in the
sample complete. Ready to continue?